January 1839. At first, he did not hear the voice behind him. The red sun was glaring in his face as he rode across the center of the world. "Mr. Zhang!" He heard it this time. "Zhang Shirong, wait!" I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and those are a few lines from the beginning of Edward Rutherford's newest 761-page saga, China the Novel. Shirong is just the first of many characters whose lives are followed over the course of 72 years of Chinese history. Shirong becomes the assistant to an official tasked with putting an end to the opium trade. In the first chapter, the reader is also introduced to Mei Ling, who lives in Canton with her husband and children and yearns for visits from her adopted brother Neo, a pirate and soldier in subsequent wars, and to John Trader, an Englishman, who in order to be wealthy enough to deserve the hand of a certain merchant's daughter, enters into the opium trade, and to Cecil White Parish, a Christian missionary, who works tirelessly to convert those around him. Eventually, the reader meets Lacquer Nail, a man who becomes a eunuch in order to provide for his family by serving in the emperor's palace. As the book jacket says, this is an epic tale chronicling China's conflict to regain its ancient land and culture from the domination of the Western powers. From the Opium Wars to the Taiping Revolt, the British burning of the Summer Palace, the Boxer Rebellion, and the long rule of the Dragon Empress. If you're looking for an engrossing novel about a key period in China's history, filled with scoundrels and heroes and every type in between, then you must read China, a Novel by Edward Rutherford. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.